Okay, so one question that I wanted to ask you was, as you were engaging in this program, which is specifically about art intersecting with the social, but you coming from an architecture background, do you look at the sort of structural sort of social around your area in terms of social?
The structural, so
in terms in the kind of architecture of the space around you, does that have like a lot of influence on how you kind of respond to the question of the program?
Well, Berlin in terms of architecture is like extremely unique, because all the architecture or majority of the city is in the last
20 years.
Yeah, 20 years. So, and it has a very like strong, East Berlin, Soviet influence in the architecture. So like the social, political aspects behind all the buildings is like very apparent in other cities. So it's something that Berlin in particular is like, I'm very drawn to.
So that really...
Because like you can directly see how like politics affected the architecture of the city. So it's very pronounced. So.
Have you done a lot of exploring?
Yeah.
I noticed as well that you mentioned tragedy. That you're kind of interested in the sort of tragedy. Do you feel like Berlin is tragic?
I would say no, because it's everyone's moving here for a positive reason. You know, people come here to find themselves, or you know, it's kind of a city that's in the last 20 years completely reinvented itself. People complain about gentrification and all this stuff, but it's a sign. It's a good sign that everyone just wants to move and live here. That's what drives prices up, so it's not really a...
So what would you say tragic is? Like, what is tragic for you?
Tragic for me, this city is, it's very loaded for me in particular, because my father was born here.
Yeah?
Yeah, so this is after World War II, my grandfather was in the war, so he was born here, and he had to leave before the wall went up, and so it's got this kind of back channel of that, so that's why it's very interesting. And then I lost my father pretty early when I was young, so for me it's almost a way to like kind of go back and find something about my history, my family,
that's,
and stuff.
Oh, that's really interesting. Yeah. So have you been to Berlin before?
Just the 10 days, so nothing that long. But I've been drawn to the city before that, before visiting, so I've wanted to come here for a while.
Nice. And in terms of the group that you're working with, and everyone's coming from different angles, and the area that you're in, I mean, I know that we're talking about like gentrification and like the social of Berlin and the socialist past. From what I've taken from what everybody else has said, is it feels like in the terms of the social, it's very much about the social of the group that is working together within this program. Do you feel like I know that you haven't even got to a decision of what direction you guys are all going in together for a final event or the final 24 hours. But do you think it's going to, or would you be interested in it being about the context of Berlin itself? Would that be important to you?
I do agree with that it's a lot about our group dynamic in terms of the social. It's tougher because I've only been here for a month and a half to really make a strong statement about the city, you know, because it's so new to me, you know, like I can't make like, oh, this city is about X, Y, and Z, because like, you know, I just don't know it well enough. But for Merlin and Tomas, they know it much better. But yeah, for the social aspect, it has a lot to do with the group and how we interact, because we all bring a different perspective and a different culture into the mix. So.
Yeah, but in terms of the group, are there leaders and more sort of stronger characters that seem to...
I wouldn't say there's like a pronounced leader, you know? It's good because we're not all doing the same thing and one person's leading the charge. Everyone has a different angle, so when we talk about one subject, someone obviously probably knows more than the others, so they'll kind of take over. And they can take over a discussion, and it's almost multiple leaders that can kind of move in and out. So as we move forward, like, everyone brings their strong points to the table.
So you feel like it's really working?
Yeah.
And the role of the facilitators, how is that working out?
The facilitators have been great. They've just been kind of pushing us to think more. And the structure of the program is tough because we, it's the first program they've done, and we don't really know what we're going to do at the end.
It was
really, really like up in the air, so we have no clue, really. Well, not no clue.
Do you find that scary or exciting?
Exciting, because we have to do something, you know? We have a space, we have to do something. It's not like we can be like, oh, okay, maybe we'll try it again some other time.
So I imagine as a painter and an architect, you haven't really come from a performance background.
No.
Does the idea of performing scare you? Because I heard you guys had to rap to each other and do all these sort of crazy...
Like dancing and stuff. That's all really new to me, the dancing and performance stuff. So it's cool. Everyone did something different, and it gets you out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, so does it freak you out at all?
Yeah, no, not really, you know? Like, the dancing was like a little, oh shit, like, I know, like, try to look cool, but you can't look cool when you're doing what we're doing.
Nice.
So, it was cool.
So you feel like you're learning quite a bit from the course?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah? What do you think the best thing about the whole program has been for you?
Best thing about the program is... I really like Agora and how it's set up, and it's just like a little hub of kind of like different people from all over the place, and that's kind of our like home base, and you know, the building and just everything about the network and just everything about that little building has been, it's really cool. I like hanging out there. It's, you know, you just meet a lot of interesting people and conversations kind of always going, so it's good.
Yeah, it's a nice, like, evolving, constantly exploring space.
Yeah, it's not like you go to class and you go home. It's just like, you know, you just kind of hang out there. You're always working in a way. So that's what I like the most.
Okay, let's see the photos of her. I've been, like, holding loads of people.